Wisconsin has the highest binge drinking rate in the nation, and that is costing the state $6.8 billion a year. That breaks down to about $1,200 per person in higher taxes, healthcare costs, and more. This is all according to a new study from the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. And here to talk more about this is Penny Black, who co-authored the study. Penny Black, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So for this study, you guys divided the cost into different categories. Tell us what some of those categories were, the biggest ones maybe, or a category that surprised you.
Sure. The largest portion of the economic burden comes from lost productivity. And lost productivity includes lots of things, missing work, premature mortality, incarceration, absenteeism, fetal alcohol syndrome. So the largest category is that lost productivity because it encompasses so many different variables. And then we also have increased healthcare costs. The criminal justice system has a huge part of the burden, as well as the motor vehicle crashes that result from excessive alcohol use.
Now, in looking across the state, one question I know a number of people would ask is adjusting for the college population. I mean, not to cast aspersions on the schools and universities in Wisconsin, but if you took them out of the picture, would the numbers look different?
Well, yes and no. We know that binge drinking is a huge problem among the 18 to 25-year-old population. But in Wisconsin specifically, that behavior continues past college. And it's really kind of a norm. And that's why we are number one in the nation as far as binge drinking rates.
What is it about Wisconsin culture? I mean, you're talking about top binge drinking rates, but the alcohol consumption rate generally is 30% higher than the U.S. average.
Yeah, so there are a lot of contributing factors to how we got here. A lot of it is availability. Alcohol is available at every event, church event, school event, sporting event. We have local control here, so there is no monitoring of the number of licenses that are allowed for people to sell alcohol. It's done at the municipal level. Also, the price. We have one of the lowest taxes on alcohol out of the country. So between the availability and the affordability, we're up there as far as consumption rates.
You point out in the study that Wisconsin has one of the lowest alcohol taxes around, and that this is not enough to cover this cost of this problem to the state. But how would raising the alcohol tax actually help?
In a couple different ways. One is we know that increased prices are a deterrent for younger drinkers. So it would help on the front end in that it would reduce some drinking. And then on the other end, it would help pay for more of the problems that are caused by excessive alcohol use, which theoretically would be less if the consumption was less. So yeah, it would help on the front end and the back end.
Penny Black is co-author of a study looking at the dollar cost of binge drinking in the state of Wisconsin. Penny Black, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.